It's been a few years now that we've had the pleasure of welcoming string players from the North Hills School District, and we're about to do that again. I'm really happy that we have them here. We have 41 sixth grade students today, and they're here to share four different selections with you. When you think about it, that's about 160 strings or so, all coming together in concert to bring you a concert on the radio. Their first selection is called Ash Grove. Join me as we welcome sixth graders from the North Hills Orchestra. There's the first of four selections from the North Hill String Players in sixth grade. We're going to talk with Mallory and Johnny in a moment. Come on up and we will do that. First, I want to introduce you to Ms. Allison Craig, who had the great idea to give the strings a tour of sorts every year around this time. What got you thinking about doing that?
So I'm actually, I don't know if you know this, but our North Hills band has been on, they've been going on this thing called a sixth grade tour for, I think, almost 100 years. They toured at every elementary school. And when I started, the orchestra didn't have a tour, and I thought, it's kind of, we need to go off and show how great we are. So, and I think, Larry, this is probably like the eighth or ninth year that we're doing this. It's funny, the first group that that did this tour, our group was way smaller, and they are now all graduated and in college now.
Wow. And the program does keep getting better and better, and a lot of that is as you get established, there are older musicians to help mentor younger musicians. I didn't realize the band did that kind of tour. It's nice to have the orchestra represented. Tell me about the selection you just opened with. Anything interesting about it?
Yes. So this piece is in the key of G. Since these are sixth graders, I'd say the last 2 years we've been playing stuff which is in the key of D, which is something that's easier for us to play on our instruments. So for this key signature, we move our fingers in a different way. We have a different like hand position to play the song.
When did you first begin working with these students? They're in sixth grade. Did you see any of them as instrumentalists earlier?
Yes. So I've actually had all of these students when they were in fourth grade. In third grade, they got to try out. At the end of the year, they got to try out an instrument of their choice, and this is what they chose. They chose a string instrument.
You anticipated my next question, which is, no matter what district you are in and no matter how old your child might be, when it's really never too late to pick up an instrument. But if you're of school age, it sounds like even if you're in third grade and have never touched a stringed instrument, there's still time, at least at North Hills and probably at other schools, there's still time. You don't have to have started with Suzuki in preschool.
Absolutely. I'd say for the most part, most of the students here started in fourth grade. There's a couple students that started a little bit earlier, but for the most part, everybody here picked their instrument at the end of third grade and, you know, decided to learn how to play a string instrument.
And you'd agree that it's never too late, even as an adult.
Oh, it's never too late. Never.
Thank you. That's Allison Craig, who is one of our conductors today. We're now going to talk with Mallory and Johnny. Mallory, first, what neighborhood in the North Hills do you live in?
McIntyre,
near there. And how old are you?
11.
And what instrument do you play?
The viola.
Did you choose the viola for a particular reason back when you were making that choice?
I don't think so.
Is it hard? If I were somebody learning how to play, do you have any advice about what I would need to do or pay attention to?
Probably the melody and the notes.
And what do you like about playing in an orchestra?
I really like the music we play.
Are there other things you like to do for fun outside of orchestra?
I really like to bake.
You like to bake? Do you have any specialties that you really enjoy making and seeing other people eat?
I make my grandma's cookies.
Her recipe. That sounds nice. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you, Mallory. We're going to talk with Johnny next. How old are you, Johnny?
I'm 11 years old.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
And when you chose the violin, was it for a particular reason?
Well, I think at the time I was into Adventure Time, and I thought Jake the dog was playing the violin, but it turns out he's playing the viola, so...
It's similar instrument. What advice would you have for somebody learning to play the violin that has never played it before?
Probably just like stay with the orchestra. You have to stay together or else it's not gonna sound good. Like,
so that's good. You need to listen to other people in front of you, beside you, all over, and not do things on your own as much as you might want to. That's probably hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty hard, but we have an amazing orchestra, so we do good at it.
Are there other things you like to do outside of music?
I like to just socialize, really. I like playing with my friends. I like playing on my VR. I like doing a lot of things.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, well, thank you, Johnny. And now we're going to turn things over to Nicholas Vranicevic, who is one of the other conductors at North Hills Middle School. And I'm curious about this piece. I saw the name of it, which is GPS, and I'm thinking, oh, this must be some modern thing about the global positioning system. And then I see it's written by a guy named Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, so it can't be that modern. Tell me about this piece.
So it's all based off of Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, and which we all know the melody, and if you don't know it, as soon as we start playing, you'll hear it. And it follows, we play a few measures, and then Mrs. Craig will announce, like, things that GPS will say, turn right here, turn left there, make a U-turn, et cetera, et cetera. So they get to play little snippets of the piece. And just like Mrs. Craig was saying with playing in G major and doing left-hand patterns, we work a lot of stuff with our bows here and playing a specific bowing style in Mozart. He would do, it's Anf bowing, where the bow is on the string, but it bounces because he was right in between the Baroque and classical era. So we got to do a lot of bow work here. And if I'm being honest with you, I was today years old when I heard that GPS stand for global positioning, whatever you said it was. I just never knew what GPS stood for. So thank you for telling me.
Oh, that's good. You maybe thought it stood for G. P.S., you're going the wrong way, you know.
Yeah.
Well, this should be a lot of fun, then. You're going to hear a lot that you recognize as you listen. It'll be fun. And in rehearsal, I heard a little bit of the Brandenburg Concerto, not to be a seed stealer, and it was really fun to listen to. So this time we have Nick Vranicevic conducting. And do we need to have a microphone for Allison, or are you giving a... any directions?
Yeah, she's our GPS.
Okay, we'll make sure that we handle you as well. This is probably the perfect place. Once again, here they are in the ready position and set to go, the North Hills 6th grade strings.
Begin by heading north in the key of G major. You are on the fastest route. You should reach your destination in 96 measures. Turn left onto Viola Avenue. Onto Cello Street. Stay in the left lane and crescendo. Straight in D major. Turn right onto Bass Boulevard. Next entrance, play forte. In two measures, take the second ending. Second ending. Heavy traffic ahead. Prepare to slow down. south in the key of C major. Calculating. Make a U-turn. Merge together and play in unison. Pizzicato. Stand up and play. Stand on one foot. Sing your part. On second thought, please do not sing. Sit down and play legato for four measures. The next exit to take the coda. You have reached your destination.
I bet you've never heard anything like that before. The North Hill Strings with Ms. Allison Craig on vocals. We are now going to talk with Colin and Leah next, I do believe. They're on their way up. And then we're going to hear Antagonist is our third selection. Colin, why don't we start with you? How old are you?
I'm 12.
What instrument do you play?
I play violin.
And I'm going to ask if anything attracted you to the violin. Why did you pick it?
I was went to like the symphony when I was little, and it sounded really good.
That's a good reason to pick it. Was fiddlesticks around at the symphony when you went?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he might have been. What do you like to do in addition to playing the violin?
Well, when I go like outside of orchestra, I just play more violin.
Oh, so you really, really like it. Do you play on your own? Like, do you write songs or do anything just for fun other than the orchestra?
Well, I go to the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra with my friend Isaac.
That's a great, that's Isaac right there. That's a great organization. They do good work. What advice would you have for somebody learning any musical instrument?
Try to learn the notes, like, at the start.
And did you do that yourself on piano or violin?
I did it on violin, and I had, like, a private lessons.
That's great. Well, thank you. Anything else you wanted to say, Colin?
No.
Excellent. Well, let's say hello to Leah next. Leah, what instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
And what got you interested in violin? There's people who may be wondering about instruments to choose. Why did you choose it?
I just heard it and thought it sounded very nice.
That's a good reason. What advice would you have for somebody learning to play any instrument, not just the violin?
Keep on trying and don't give up.
And was it hard for you to sort of get over the hurdle at first?
It was hard at first, but once I kept going, it got easier and easier.
What do you think makes it hard at the beginning?
Trying to remember all the notes and read at the same time.
Yeah, I think I can see how that would be. What else do you like to do, Leah, for fun or just other things you have passions for?
I like hanging out with my friends a lot.
Well, great. Anything else you wanted to say?
Nope.
Well, thank you. After the next song, we'll have a chance to meet Margot and Caleb. If you're just joining us, all of these students are sixth graders. They're all part of the North Hills School District Orchestra. There are 41 of them here with us today. Ms. Allison Craig, this is part of a tour that the sixth graders do. Actually, we're going to have some additional students as well. We've done this for 8 or 9 years. So the next selection is Antagonist. What should we be listening for?
So Antagonist is a very minor song, which usually sounds angry or sad. We've actually played this when we were in fifth grade, I think for our winter concert. And it's fun to bring something back. And honestly, I think they play it way better than they did last. Like we sounded great last year, but now we sound really good on this song.
Yeah, it brings back memories, I'm sure. Once again, here are the North Hills Strings, this time with Antagonist. That song really makes you feel a lot as you listen to it. I can see why it's got that name, The Antagonist. It can make you feel a little melancholy. It also can make you feel a little hopeful, I think, too. A few things as you're listening. Just imagine about 40 students all working together under adult leadership to create beautiful music. And as you listen, it might take you back to a time when you were playing in an orchestra or a band in school, or maybe you do now it's a really good feeling to hear what it's like as people play together. We have one more selection, but first we're going to talk with Morgan and Caleb. We'll start with Morgan. Hello.
Hi.
What instrument do you play?
The bass.
And you are, do you know how tall you are?
Short.
Well, you're not short, but you're less tall than I am. The bass is probably quite, it's larger than you are, which is the point I wanted to make. Is it hard to play an instrument that's so darned big?
It was definitely really hard in the start. I feel like I've kind of adapted to it. It's just really heavy.
I've actually known people younger, much younger than you, who had to stand on a stool, to play the bass. I think you're sitting as you play, which has got to be helpful. What got you interested in the bass?
I really like the bass because it kind of sounds really different from every other instrument, and it kind of like holds like the bass of like the orchestra.
I like in that last song, there were some parts where the violins would play and then the basses would answer back and forth. Do you know the part I mean?
Yeah, it's like kind of like a conversation.
Yeah, I liked that part a lot too. Do you have any advice for somebody that would be learning the bass or another instrument?
I would just say to have a lot of confidence whenever you're starting, because everybody starts somewhere.
Good advice. And finally, what else do you like to do?
I like to play sports and just like run around outside.
Any particular sport?
I play lacrosse and I like to twirl the baton.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so.
Thanks. Let's say hello next to Caleb. Caleb, I see you've got a wrestling shirt on. Are you a wrestler?
No, this was my dad's whenever my little brother did wrestling.
Ah, what do you like to do? We'll talk about orchestra in a minute, but do you have other activities you enjoy?
I play basketball.
So that's your sport. What instrument do you play?
I play the bass.
Another bass player. And what attracted you to the bass?
I used to play the violin, but I saw that there weren't many bass players, so I wanted to play the bass.
That's good. Was it hard to adjust from violin to bass?
It was, but then I got really used to it.
What were some of the things that made it hard to adjust?
The size of it and the different strings.
So you've got to kind of forget some of what you learned, I guess, or forget your intuitions. You mentioned basketball. Are there other things you're passionate about?
I also like cooking.
And do you have anything in particular you enjoy cooking?
No, not really. I'm kind of starting to it.
Well, that's great. Anything else you'd like to say?
If you wanted to start to play an orchestra, definitely keep your tempo and make sure you're playing the notes right.
That's good advice. And the bass kind of has a lot to do with keeping the tempo. Every instrument does, right? But there's a lot to know. Thank you very much. So nice to talk with all the students we spoke with. I want to acknowledge Alexis Rhodes, who is here somewhere, the school nurse who accompanied the students on today's trip. I also want to acknowledge Todd Chorosky, who books our program, and Chad Green, our technical director, who has been making sure the orchestra sounds wonderful for you this morning. I think Ms. Craig is going to direct the last song, so I'll thank Nick Vranasevic for being here with us. You heard him earlier when he conducted GPS. This next one is called Legends of Glory. Two things, Ms. Craig. First, anything else we should know about the orchestra? And then second, anything else we should know about the song?
So this piece is probably, I think, one of our most difficult pieces that we've played so far. And this definitely had us push the limits on what we have been practicing in class. We've learned different techniques that we have never done. There's a key change in there. And something lastly about the orchestra, I guess. This is our first tour ever. They've been playing since they were in fourth grade. We're playing slightly difficult music, and I'm very proud of all of that, what they have accomplished. Whenever we go into class, and I'm sure Mr. V agrees with me, yeah, we yell a lot and we demand a lot of playing, but it's great to have them in class and everybody's putting forth like 110%.
Absolutely. And when you think about what it takes to work in harmony or in concert with other people, that's a real skill, whether it be music or otherwise. So congratulations to each of you for what you're doing. So here now, for one last selection, North Hills, the sixth grade string players, 40 some of them today, with Legends of Glory.